Yo, AM, you ready? All right, let's go.
Rest in peace, George Floyd. Ain't got nothing to do with this. I just felt like I had to say that. Welcome to the vision. The disease of addiction is defined as a treatable chronic dysfunction of the brain system that involves reward, motivation, and memory. It's about the way your body craves a substance or behavior, especially if it causes compulsive or obsessive pursuit of reward and lack of concern over consequences. It's important to understand that this is not defined as a drug disorder. It's defined as a brain disorder, which falls under the umbrella of mental health. Addiction has nothing to do with drugs or alcohol. They just temporarily treated our real problem, which is us and the way that we think. For some people, that temporary solution doesn't involve drugs at all. For some people, it's food. For others, it's gambling or even sex, all of which that also have treatment centers where they treat the issue properly and help you find healthier solutions. Treating the real problem involves intensive clinical therapy and identifying what that substance or behavior is doing for your mind to help you coexist in society in spite of its detrimental consequences to your life. Ask yourself this: if that behavior wasn't filling some type of void, and there wasn't some deep-rooted issue or brain imbalance that needed treating, what person in their right mind would repeatedly do something to purposely harm themselves? Addiction should be treated with the same level of care, respect, and destigmatized approach as all other diseases. A disease is a disease. They are no different in the level of love or respect they require, and it should be treated as such. It is our hope that one day we will create a space where everyone suffering from this disease and beyond can live openly and free of judgment. A space that is ubiquitous, not confined to an NA or AA meeting, where we can freely express how we feel to loved ones in times of need without fear of disapproval. A space where we are loved and accepted with open arms for who we are, as we do with all other diseases. A space where we make "I'm in recovery" synonymous with "I'm a cancer survivor," and the reaction from each receive equal levels of overwhelming exuberance and accomplishment. In doing so, we will continue to be a voice for all. We will actively humanize and advocate for everyone suffering from this fatal disease and beyond. We will eliminate the stigma attached with addiction and challenge the way this disease is approached. We will expeditiously demonstrate the damaging effect of demoralizing epithets such as the term drug addict. We will make the use of such epithets in all forms morally unacceptable and synonymous with other morally unacceptable epithets. 25 years ago, epithets in other areas of life, such as the R word that referred to someone mentally challenged, or the F word that referred to someone who identifies themselves as homosexual, were spoken freely in casual conversation. Thankfully, today, due to the advancements we've made as a society, those words are no longer spoken freely without discomfort. We accept this role as the voice for millions. It is our responsibility and our obligation to make a difference and leave this place better than we found it. The more we see people in terms of their unseen potential, the more we can use our imagination rather than our memory. We're not drug addicts, we're not junkies, we're not scumbags. We're people. People battling a disease that deserve the same respect and space to live our lives free of judgment as we do with all other diseases. Stephen Covey said, "Treat a man as he is, and he will remain as he is. Treat a man as he can and should be, and he will become what he can and should be." Addiction is not a choice. Drugs and alcohol are not our problem. Drugs and alcohol have nothing to do with our problem. Our problem lies within our brain. Drugs and alcohol were a temporary solution to our problem. We chose to pick up drugs and alcohol. We did not choose for our body to react differently than anyone else's when we put drugs or alcohol in it. The decision to pick up a drug or alcohol is a choice. Being one in every seven Americans with the disease of addiction is not. With your help, we will make this a reality. Welcome to the vision. It's only up from here.